honest, reliable service, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Just like the name, St. Lucie Battery and Tire has all tire and battery brands in stock for cars, trucks, RV, marine, power sport, even golf carts. Major and minor service repairs, free tire pressure, and free battery checks. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, over 50 years in our community. 17 full-service locations, all the way from West Palm Beach to the Treasure Coast. Check them out at slbt.com. That's slbt.com.
Anna Jar and Levine.
Call 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733.
ESPN 1063.
WUUB Jupiter, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
The disrespect of Aaron Rodgers has gone on for far too long. We set the record straight today on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I can't even believe we have to do this today, but it was brought to the forefront. I mean, on the eve of the NBA Finals, literally we just had Jason Kidd at practice saying Luka Doncic has a chance to be the greatest Maverick of all time if he wins. We could be talking hoops right now. We could be talking, you know, Kyrie Irving is fill in the blank. That's what I wanted to do. But man, that quarterback out of Houston, Texas, he's only played 1 year in the league, but Coleridge Bernard Stroud IV. You know him as CJ Stroud. The reigning offensive rookie of the year. He knows how to dart up defenses. He already knows how to win playoff games. And he certainly knows how to stir the pot. CJ Stroud, who has this love affair with Micah Parsons, where he and Micah Parsons are going all over the world and doing all kinds of podcasting and sports media. I mean, would you say, I feel like CJ Stroud might be the first, I mean, the earliest professional football player to become like also a media star like this early into his career. Like C-Cat, it's getting beyond normalized. Just 2 years ago, we were criticizing Draymond Green for podcasting through the NBA Finals. This dude's 22 years old, and he's throwing darts at some of the GOATs.
Making friends with the people that talk about him. It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, and he's definitely going to be a friend of this show, theoretically speaking, because he knows how to stir the pot and get people to talking. CJ Stroud went on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast with Gilly the Kid and Wallow, and they were talking NFL. They were talking quarterbacks, and he was asked specifically about Aaron Rodgers. Now, we talked yesterday about how he said Matthew Stafford, if he played in Green Bay, Stafford would have won multiple Super Bowls, whereas we know Aaron Rodgers only had one and lots of playoff failures. We won't talk about that one, but this was the one that has everybody talking right now when he was asked, whose career would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Eli Manning? And we do not have that sound no. from the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast.
Because I know we wanted to talk about Aaron yes. Rodgers, Matt Stafford. Who do you answer between those two?
The Stafford one, he did say that he thinks Stafford would have gotten multiple championships in Green Bay. I'm talking more specifically about we don't have either one of them. No,
we have the first one with Matt Stafford. We don't have the second one talking Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers.
We don't.
No.
We don't. Well, you know what? We don't need it because CJ Stroud himself told all of the nation, again, he's an AFC quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers is still an active quarterback for the New York Jets in the AFC East, that he would rather have Eli Manning's career over Aaron Rodgers' career. And to me, this is something that is, I think, because of who Aaron Rodgers has shown himself to be over the past 3 or 4 years, because of the way that he had his exodus in Green Bay, which was not the friendliest, it seemed like he wore out his welcome there. There has been a very weird turn on how we have judged Aaron Rodgers as a football player. This is the most incredible and maybe even disrespectful debate that we're having in 2024. Aaron Rodgers being compared to Eli Manning, and C-Cat, if you boil it down to just who won more Super Bowls, of course, Eli Manning comes out on top 2-1 versus Aaron Rodgers. But have we forgotten why when Aaron Rodgers left Green Bay and went to New York, the talk wasn't about making the playoffs, it was about winning a Super Bowl? Have we forgotten that Aaron Rodgers, who played 15 seasons for the Green Bay Packers, two of which if you can drop out because of the collarbone injury. So you would say 13 years where he played and completed seasons with the Green Bay Packers, and four of those he was named the MVP of the league. Eli Manning isn't in the same class as Aaron Rodgers as a player. I do understand that he did have a good career because of the two Super Bowl rings, but at what point do we have to get out of this rings culture, get out of counting how many championships a quarterback has, and just use our freaking eyes? Aaron Rodgers aesthetically, Aaron Rodgers statistically, and even when it comes to driving the needle on winning football games, is clearing Eli Manning, and it should not even be close. I'm surprised we have this argument going, but for argument's sake, let's just break down exactly what these two guys' legacy holds. Eli Manning, if you're talking about what he did in the NFL, C-Cat, it boils down to 2 years that you can say, yes, those years Eli Manning was a guy that you cannot write the NFL story without, and that's 2007 and 2011. And it's because he had those immaculate playoff runs with the New York Giants, 4-0 in the playoffs, beating Tom Brady in the game that matters most, and also doing so against that undefeated Patriot team in 2007. Eli Manning's career is definitely not one to scoff at. But when you look at what Aaron Rodgers meant to the town of Green Bay, and if you look at what he did on the field, the electrifying throws, the escapability, the Hail Mary chunks down the field that were just like jaw-dropping at times to watch, and even the way that he evolved the game, like maybe we don't have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, if not first for Aaron Rodgers, I just don't simply see how anybody, a quarterback currently in the league, or a bystander here that watches sports for a living, can ever say Eli Manning's career can stack up close to Aaron Rodgers. It's not close. Aaron Rodgers has more MVPs, more yards, more touchdowns, and he moved way more needles than Eli Manning ever has. And you know what? I'm not even being selfish. Because if I wanted to be selfish, and if I wanted to play to the interest of Theoretically Speaking, which, by the way, is on episode 40. We turned 40 today, C-Cat. That's a big day for us. We deserve it. A little round of applause there. Eli Manning's already been a guest of the show. He's a friend of the show. If I was playing to the interest of myself, I would go out and I would say it's Eli Manning.
You'd hold the water for the guy.
But the reason why I won't do that is because the thing me and Eli have between each other, me and the younger Manning.
Oh, you want that with Aaron Rodgers? Yeah.
Yeah. No. The one thing that we share in common is we keep it G. We keep it real. Remember on our interview with Eli Manning, which you can find on YouTube if you jump on YouTube. Of course, we stream daily on YouTube here for Theoretically Speaking at Theo Speaking on YouTube. Our interview with Eli Manning a couple weeks ago, he kept it G with me when I asked him to rate the name of this show, Theoretically Speaking. Take a listen to that.
Teams that are playing.
Gotcha. And on the way out, I just want you to rate this show name. This is a new show on ESPN 106.3.
Okay.
My name again, Theo Dorsey.
Yeah.
Theoretically Speaking.
Theoretically speaking, I give it an 8. I give it an 8 out of 10.
I'll take 8 out of 10. That's a good grade.
8 out of 10. If Eli Manning can look me in my face,
he's humping your tires, yeah,
and just go 8 out of 10, he could have went 10 out of 10. He could have been a nice guy. It's a great show name. It's right on spot.
But he humbled you.
He humbled me a little bit. And today I'm humbling Eli Manning. I'm letting you know right now, the fact that we're even having a conversation between Eli Manning and Aaron Rodgers on who had a better career, to me, is startling. And it shows me one thing for sure. We've gone a little bit too far, specifically on counting rings when it comes to our professional sports here in America. Like, have we not watched the highlights? C-Cat, when you look at Aaron Rodgers' career and Eli Manning's career, two Super Bowls to one, but one guy clearly better than the other, whose career would you rather have?
Yeah, you're wrong, Theo, by the way. I would rather have Eli Manning's career, not just because the ultimate prize is winning a championship, and Eli achieved that ultimate goal not once but twice. Aaron Rodgers still having a career, so maybe he makes it there. But even if Aaron Rodgers does get a second ring, I have a crippling problem in my life of wanting to be liked. Mm. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't really disagree with a lot of the things that he said. I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't hate what Aaron Rodgers has said about football, about not football. But I like people liking me. And Aaron Rodgers splits the room. He's a divisive guy. Half the world doesn't like him. Half the world does. Nobody hates Eli Manning. Eli Manning's friends with everybody. He's a king in New York City. I want Eli Manning's career.
Well, I'm not asking you whose media career you would rather have, which, by the way, both of them are setting themselves up to have one. One more divisive and one everybody's favorite uncle, Eli Manning. It feels like he'll have that Manning cast going for a while. Yeah, that's beautiful and all. It's good to be liked, but impact? Like, if I were to tell you to write the story of football over the past two decades, who would be harder to leave out of it? Eli Manning, who has the two Super Bowl wins over Tom Brady, which is like literally, if that counts for more than, like, that's 2.5 rings, if we were to be honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
When you beat the GOAT twice in the Super Bowl, I feel like you get a little bump, a little Super Bowl bump out of that. I'll give him 2.5 rings. Or Aaron Rodgers, who four times was MVP, and I feel like for the majority of his career was top five in the league. I can't think of one single season where if we were making top five quarterback lists, Eli Manning would be on there. Matter of fact, C.J. Stroud, after his rookie year, is closer to top five than Eli Manning ever was in his whole playing career.
As a little revisionist history, the year after the Super Bowl runs, Eli Manning was looked at as a possible top five guy. Not that he actually was that the following year or the actual season of which he won the Super Bowl. He turned it on playoff time. But he was looked at as the whole reason why is Eli Manning an elite quarterback was a question just because more than half the people believed that after both rings.
Nobody believed Eli Manning was an elite quarterback. I don't think any – at what point were we saying Eli Manning is an elite quarterback, a guy that can lead your franchise? That's a guy you're going to pick out of the crowd to lead your franchise to Super Bowl runs. In the midst of the mid-2000s when it was Drew Brees – and Peyton Manning and Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers. Eli Manning wasn't scratching the surface of those guys.
But that's not even the question at hand. You asked whose career would I rather have. I would rather have Eli Manning's career. After retirement, I would rather be in Eli Manning's position, looking back at what he did, proud of what he did, retrieving that ultimate goal twice, keeping everybody happy, a king in the biggest media market in the world. I want to be Eli Manning.
C-Cat's cool being 500 for your career. Again, he was literally 500 in his career in the regular season. I think 117 and 117. Who would you rather have the career of? Aaron Rodgers or Eli Manning? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Do you side with C.J. Stroud and C-Cat and say, I take the two rings over one? Or are you a smarter person like myself and say, well, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he's the better football player. And also, four MVPs, I mean, that's got to count for something. I know it's not the ultimate goal, but there's recognition by his peers. And also, I feel like the gates of the Hall of Fame are going to welcome him in immediately, where Eli might have to wait a couple years, if you know what I mean. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. When you look back on it, whose career would you rather have, Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers? And that's the Baptist Health Hotline number. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers? That's the question. That's really the debate. And honestly, if you're judging it by career versus just performance, it's no question who's the better player. But you do raise a good point, C-Cat, that if you're just judging it, I mean, we stack up quarterbacks when we're ranking them and comparing them by their rings. So I guess another one here would be like Dan Marino then. Dan Marino's career. Prolific years, arguably one of the greatest passers of all time, and a lot of people's top five all time, but zero rings. I'm guessing you're taking Eli Manning over Dan Marino as well.
I mean, not that far, no.
No,
I'd still go Dan Marino. You don't regard Aaron Rodgers as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I think you regard that for Dan Marino.
Aaron Rodgers is one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. If I were to steal LeBron James's words on Kyrie Irving, one of the most gifted quarterbacks of all time with what he's able to do inside of the pocket, off-platform throws. He really helped revolutionize the way that the quarterback position was played. But I still even though he didn't have as many Super Bowl rings and he didn't beat the GOAT in the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers, I take his career any day over Eli Manning. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to the Baptist Health Hotline. We've got Steve in Wellington. You're on Theoretically Speaking. And Steve, you got Eli Manning's career. You got Aaron Rodgers' career. Which one would you rather have?
It depends on who I'm talking to. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Theo. This is Theoretically Speaking.
No, but I'm saying, if I'm CJ, who am I speaking to when I'm answering that question? Am I talking about me or am I pandering to my fans? Because if I'm talking to the fans, I want Eli. Because then, at that particular point, I'm saying to the fans, I'm going to bring you championships. It's not about my personal stats. If I'm talking about me and just me, okay, then I want Rodgers' thing because then all the personal accolades I got. But at the end of the day, you want to win, so I understand where he's coming from. So I think you're kind of mixing up what I think he's trying to say.
So you're saying CJ was just pandering to the Houston fans and hoping that they hear that and they feel like, oh, this guy cares about nothing but winning. And I appreciate the call, Steve. I get that side of it, and it does feel better. Like, I would want my quarterback to say the same thing, that it's only about the rings. But if we're really being truthful with each other, if we take some truth serum and sit down and actually have a real authentic conversation, I just can't see wanting to be a guy like Eli Manning, who literally his career, it was average. It was an average career outside of those two playoff runs, which were prolific. They were magnetic. I'm sure if you're a Giants fan, this guy's going to go down as one of your favorite of all time. And Packers fans are divided on Aaron Rodgers at this point. But I still got to go Aaron Rodgers. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. We've got Steven in Coconut Creek. Steven, we're getting a lot of Steves. I wonder if this is maybe Uncle Steven, Coconut Creek on Theoretically Speaking. Steven, Aaron Rodgers or Eli Manning, which way are you going?
Man, you got to choose Eli. Like, I respect Aaron Rodgers' career, and realistically his career is kind of better than Eli's for a statistical, you know, standpoint, not kind of definitely. But you got to remember, one of Eli's championships was over that 18-0 Patriots dynasty.
Yeah.
You took down arguably the greatest team ever, and you did it twice to Tom Brady. I mean, as a kid growing up, you never cared about your regular season stats. You wanted that trophy. You wanted that ring. And to get two of those rings in the biggest market in arguably the world in New York, you just got to roll with that one, man.
I got
you. For C-Cat to take Dan Marino, I mean, come on, dog. Like, let's be real here.
It defeats the purpose.
Marino was great,
yeah.
But he got no rings and only one Super Bowl appearance in his second year and never made it back. That's a disappointing career.
That's a good call by Steven right there. And I agree, C-Cat. You're kind of confusing me. You're kind of contradicting yourself by going Dan Marino over Eli, but then Eli over Aaron Rodgers. It feels similar, but how is it different in your mind?
Listen, man, I judge my life on the impression that I made on the people that I spent time around. Mm. And the impression that Eli Manning made in the NFL is almost as great as Dan Marino's.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' impression, mate, negatively. So I would drop him a couple of points. That's the career
crazy.
I want to have.
That's crazy. And also, Eli Manning so beloved because he threw the ball to the other team so many times. I mean, did you know he led the league in interceptions three times? Like, I'm talking 20-plus interceptions like it was the 70s.
You know how many of those interceptions were probably throwing out of sacks where it might have been a turnover no matter what, maybe an arm punt. You know, Theo, you read these stat sheets and that paints the whole picture for you.
Yeah.
That's why you're a big Aaron Rodgers guy. Did you start watching football, like, after Eli Manning won the Super Bowl twice?
Right
after
what happened? Yeah.
You're just reading stat news?
I'm a big stat news guy. How did you know? I'm subscribed. We're bringing in Evan Cohen to join the debate and also talk about his newly founded fan rules. Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, which you hear here 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays on ESPN 106.3. Maybe he can settle this because I'm still on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, four MVPs and a Super Bowl win. It just stacks up way higher than two Super Bowl wins and literally nothing else. I've heard no other accolades out of Eli Manning from any of his supporters. Maybe Evan will be on y'all's side as well. It's no accident. Either one of these quarterbacks you pick, you won't find yourself in too big of a quandary. But if you do end up finding yourself in a car accident, a truck accident, a slip and fall, Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they fight for you. And they fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. That's a good deal. That's a pretty good deal for both sides. They're going to fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't just settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Evan Cohen settles the debate when we come back. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning. I can't even believe that's an actual thing that we're debating in 2024. And also, I mean, theoretically speaking, Aaron Rodgers could add another Super Bowl championship to that resume. It's not happening, I don't think, but it could happen. It's possible. He's still playing. We'll see. Evan Cohen, who you hear on Unsportsmanlike weekdays here on ESPN 106.3, 6 to 10 a.m. with Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty. He got back in his rule book, got back in his bag, and it's interesting what's been happening between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Philadelphia Phillies as Phillies fans have been cheering on a former player of their own, Rhys Hoskins. And he now, Evan Cohen, who set the quarterback rules a month and a half ago, and those made headlines, started formulating his own fan rules. Take a listen to this, and we'll bring him on and talk about it.
Here are the rules. When you have a player on a team, I don't care what sport, what league, doesn't matter, right? Men's or women's, I don't care. When that player has a great run with your team, and then they leave, whether it's the team's doing or the player's doing, what you do upon return is you cheer the person and you boo the player. Now you're saying to yourself, how do you separate the two? Easily. When they're introduced in a starting lineup or introduced to take their first at bat, you're going crazy. You're cheering for them because they have not done anything on the court or field or ice yet. The moment the game begins or their portion of the game begins, you are then obligated to treat them like the opposition because they are.
That's him because of the fact that Rhys Hoskins continually gets standing ovations from the Phillies fans while he's in his Brewers jersey. And as we bring on Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, Evan, you're going to be a little saddened to hear this, but again, they're in the top of the sixth. And once again, Phillies fans celebrated and cheered for their guy, Rhys. What say you?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that. Yeah. They did it again today?
Yeah. Three for three.
Oh, my God. Actually, it's great for the show tomorrow. So thank you, Peter. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
What?
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. What is happening here? You know, that piece of sound that you just played, I very much agree with that guy. He knows what he's talking about.
So this time, you know,
Here's the thing.
Last time we brought you on, we had a caller on to put you on hold. So this time I brought on, I brought you back on as you were on hold. I thought that might cheer you up a bit.
I had to wait for me.
Yeah.
I had to wait for me this time. All right. While I was waiting for me, C-Cat called me Hoss.
Yeah, Big Hoss.
I don't know that I've ever been called.
Big Hoss.
He's a big Hoss guy now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now he's like, you ready for it, this Hoss? And I'm like, what?
What is that? Is that a new thing between y'all?
A Hoss guy.
Big Hoss, meaning, all right. Lineage. Let's see where this came from. Big person, usually a man, a person who has a size comparable to that of a horse. All right. I used it incorrectly. My bad.
Okay. Well, you have to see, Kat, let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
I am unbelievably insecure about my appearance. There's not a day that goes by that I don't look in the mirror and I'm ashamed. And you just compared me physically to a horse.
You know what? The intention wasn't there. Like Pat McAfee 2 days ago, intention wasn't there.
Well, yeah, there's worse words.
No. Don't deflect. Don't deflect. Anyone in the 561 and 772 around Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast right now that is listening, that has ever been around me, knows what you just committed. You would have been better off spitting. I mean, you already played Kanye coming back, which for me, not ideal, right? You would have been better off spitting in my face than what you have done to me today. Kanye into comparing me to a horse?
Yeah,
it's double whammy. My God.
It's tough.
So
anyway,
what's more offensive to you, though? What's more offensive to you, the fact that the Philly fans continue to break your fan rules or being compared to a horse? Because it seems like you're getting yourself up in arms over something that's not a big deal with fans appreciating a guy that won a World Series with them.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to the audio you just played. So what I'm saying to you is I never said they should not root for Rhys Hoskins. Never said that. What I said is that if you want to root for him before his portion of the game begins, be my guest. Okay? So if Rhys Hoskins gets up there and they announce his name and it's his first at-bat, and Philly wants to give him, as a former player, a standing ovation, be my guest. They cheered the player with the result the other night. Theo, he hit a home run, and they cheered. You know, you and I both as Heat fans, Dwayne Wade, it pains us to think back to the times when Dwayne Wade was not on the Miami Heat. But we can't ignore the fact that he was on the Bulls and he was on the Cavs. I had it then. Hosting right here every single day on ESPN West Palm. Cheer him in intros. Do not boo him during the game, but you cannot be cheering for Dwayne Wade to score against the Miami Heat for the Chicago Bulls.
Can I give you a scenario? Can I give you a scenario, though? You're at Kaseya Center. Dwayne Wade, you know, is I guess it wouldn't have been Kaseya Center back then, but he's on the Bulls or the Cavs. He's back for a road game, and he gets like an Anthony Edwards-level posterizing dunk. Because I think what you're shortchanging people on here is a home run in baseball isn't a play that you just see every single day out of a guy that you love. If Dwayne Wade posterized a dude like Anthony Edwards does, or like D-Wade used to do back in the day, you wouldn't get out of your seat a little bit, even if it was on the Heat?
I may get out of my seat, but my focus in this scenario would be, what the heck is Bam doing? You got to block that shot. Or what is Whiteside doing at that point? Whatever it may be.
Right.
Like, I have to be a fan of the Heat in that moment, and I also will never root against Dwayne Wade. I won't do that. So I'm not suggesting you boo him. Never in a million years. If Heat fans booed Dwayne Wade back in the day, that's disgraceful. You just are neutral. That's all I'm saying. The Philly fans are also Brewers fans. That's how I look at it. I don't think this is so abnormal. I mean, Canty and I feel one way, and obviously you're with Smalls and Pat Costello, our producer, who are very much the other way. Like, this is, to us, this is very much down the line. It's 2v2 on our show in the morning on this.
Well, you'll have one more chapter to it because, yes, they yet again did cheer him on, and it looks like the Phillies might complete the sweep up 2-0 in the middle of the sixth inning there. Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike joining us here on Theoretically Speaking. You talked about us being Heat fans. This NBA Finals matchup, it just occurred to me, is this not like almost modern-day Heat fans' worst nightmare? Either the Celtics are going to win a ring, the first one for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, that duo, or the Dallas Mavericks, who the Heat have faced twice in the Finals, get one as well. Can you think of another one, another matchup, where Heat fans will be rooting against both teams?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So I was thinking about this. I'm thinking to myself, okay, what two teams since 03 when I moved to South Florida, what two teams are the Heat most closely tied to in big moments, big games? I would say it's the Celtics and then either the Spurs or the Mavs. Mm. But here's the difference. And maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't feel like the Heat fan has animosity towards the Spurs and the win the Spurs had in the Finals over the Heat. I almost feel like the Heat just kind of fan just tips their cap to the Spurs. Like,
absolutely.
All right, like, he got you last year. You have Greg Popovich, Tim Duncan, Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. Like, all right, you got us. Like, that, I feel like the Heat fan is like that. With the Mavs, there's a part of this that we look back at 11 and we still don't understand how J.J. Barea was able to guard LeBron James. Mm. And we don't like them as a result of that. And Mark Cuban, the majority governor at the time of the Mavs, you know, very much so, and I like Cuban a lot, but he complained about the officiating in that series in 06. In terms of a matchup that would be more frustrating, let's say, for Heat fans, the only other one I could say maybe would be Knicks-Lakers, because Heat fans don't like the Knicks, Knicks fans don't like the Heat fans, and LeBron winning another title outside of Miami, because then he would equal Oh, no, he's already equaled it now that I think about it. Then he would have more titles outside of Miami than he would inside of Miami.
Right, right.
And you know, it's 2-2 right now, obviously.
That, and I thought about that one, too, but it feels like, again, that Knicks rivalry with the Heat.
I mean, that's very in-depth, though, but, yeah. You know, the way I gave that. You know?
Yeah, well, that's Evan Cohen. That's the Evan Cohen experience. So have you already decided – it's a good thing to be in-depth. Have you decided who you like, who you're favoring more in this series? Are you waiting until tomorrow to make your finals prediction, or are you leaning on one?
I think Boston should win in six. I just have zero rooting interest. That's the problem here. I can't figure out, like, you know, I can't root for Kyrie. Do I think he's different this year than he's been in years past? Absolutely. Do I think we should apologize for how we acted and reacted towards him in years past? Hell no. Absolutely not. It doesn't change anything. It just like, I'll be fair, and I will say he's different now than he was then, but that doesn't mean, like, I'm okay with his rhetoric and his promotion of a film that is anti-Semitic. I will never be okay with that. I will never be okay with the kind of teammate he was in the past, retroactively there. So I have a tough time rooting for him, and I also can't root for the Celtics.
No.
You know, as a Heat fan.
That's sacrilegious.
I have not heard... Maybe you've had one and I missed it. I have not heard a logical argument as to where the Heat fan should go in this series. And I don't buy the, oh, turn it off, don't watch it. Give me a break. Like, everybody listening right now is a diehard sports fan. That's why you're listening to ESPN West Palm. You love sports, right? So when the NBA Finals are on here on ESPN Radio and on television on ABC, of course we're going to consume them. So don't give me the don't watch. I have no idea where I'm supposed to go rooting-wise on this, though, Theo.
Yeah. Yeah, and for me, because I have a lot of friends. I'm from Texas. I have a lot of friends that are Mavericks fans. I'd rather see them win it and see them happy than see any Celtics fans happy. They've had enough joy. But, again, I'll just watch it as an innocent bystander and hope to see some good basketball. Evan Cohen, again, joining us here on Theoretically Speaking, who you hear on Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. here on these airwaves. Evan, going out, can you please settle this debate? C.J. Stroud started it. C-Cat and I are divided on it. Whose career would you, Evan Cohen, rather have between Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning? I'm going with Rodgers. C-Cat's going with Manning, the guy that got 2 Super Bowls over your favorite team. What say you, Evan Cohen?
Okay, so let's start this conversation this way. There is no argument as to who the better player is. Aaron Rodgers is a better player than Eli Manning. That's not even debatable. I don't even think anyone that would say they'd rather Eli's career over Rodgers' career would ever then say, I think Eli Manning is a better player. You could say better teammate. You could say more of the people around him like him. You could say somebody that you'd rather hang out with. And there is one person on this show that could actually say that.
That's right.
Who actually hung out with Eli, right?
Check it out on YouTube.
Right. And you can say all of those things. Now, in terms of career, I would rather Eli's career than Rodgers' career for multiple reasons. First of all, 2 Super Bowls over 1 matters when you're an elite-level quarterback and you're going to be a Hall of Famer, either because of the Super Bowls or because of your play. Otherwise, it does not matter that Trent Dilfer has 1 over Dan Marino 0. They're not comparable. Marino, 10 times out of 10. We know that. But when you're both in the Hall of Fame or going to the Hall of Fame, we can now compare you. So I'd rather the 2 versus the 1. And the way I simply answer this question is, Theo, would Aaron Rodgers right now trade his 4 MVPs to win another Super Bowl?
No. Oh.
Okay, well then you...
Full of it.
Okay. Well,
I just wanted to ruin the moment. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the Aaron Rodgers side, so of course I'll say no.
No, answer honestly.
Yeah, all right,
Answer honestly.
He would. He would trade those 4 MVPs in for... Even though Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy, he's almost that egotistical and narcissistic to believe that there's a chance he might want that validation of the 4 MVPs over just 1 more ring.
Okay, well, that's interesting in itself. That tells you a lot about him. Now, I understand that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It just tells you, okay, that's what he's about.
Yeah.
So I guess then I'll answer my own question.
There you go.
You're going to want to, you know, try to win your own argument.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
help you.
That's how I would answer.
How would I help you?
Well, I'm not trying to beat you. I'm trying to answer honestly, right?
You're right.
So here's how. So my thing is, then take Rodgers' name out of it. A quarterback that is great enough, first ballot Hall of Famer like Rodgers is, like, should be unanimous. There's not one person that should not vote for that man for the Hall of Fame. We may not like him, but you can't not vote for him for the Hall of Fame. That's crazy. So, person X that has 1 Super Bowl win as a quarterback and 4 MVPs, I believe, would trade the 4 MVPs for a second Super Bowl. person Y that has two Super Bowl rings, I don't believe they would trade one of them for four MVPs, because I think the two Super Bowl rings at that position playing for one team is rarefied air. Also, let's not eliminate one part of this. Who he beat matters.
Yeah.
He beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick not once, but twice. He beat an 18-0 New England team. If it was Ben Roethlisberger and your two wins for the Steelers, I'm not diminishing them. I'm just pointing out the difference. Your two wins for the Steelers, one was against the Seahawks and the other one was against the Cardinals. While Ben Roethlisberger's career is unbelievable, it's not like beating Brady and Belichick not once, but twice. That's... Who he beat matters in this case. So if you would want to, if you want to say, I don't care that person, or Eli in this case, has two with no MVPs, I still will take Rodgers. I think you may be underrating the who he beat part of it.
Yeah, yeah. There's more weight to those Super Bowl rings for sure for Eli Manning, but still, coming from a Patriots fan, I'm not sure if I can take that as completely objective. Evan Cohen, hold it down. We'll hear you tomorrow morning previewing the NBA Finals Game 1 on Unsportsmanlike. Looking forward to seeing how y'all set the table.
Well, hopefully I fit in the studio as I am the size of a horse, per se.
You next to Canty. That's going to be tough. All right, Evan.
Wow.
Damn,
wow.
Theo meant that. I was joking. Theo wasn't. Okay.
Evan, have a good one. We'll see. We'll talk to you next time. Why are you trying to get me in trouble now with you, C-Cat?
Sorry, man.
Get him out the door. Get him out the door before I say something else to ruin this. Evan Cohen, from who you hear on Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays, holding it down with us here on Theoretically Speaking. And we talked about it. Game 1 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow, tipping off on ABC. The Boston Celtics hosting the Dallas Mavericks. Luka and Kyrie against Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And that brings us to C-Cat, a little game, Spot the Imposter. What's our subject matter for Spot the Imposter today?
I'm excited for the finals. I watch basketball when it comes playoff time. I don't get as excited as I do about the finals, about any other basketball event. March Madness doesn't matter. I love the NBA Finals. So we're going to who has the most career points in the NBA Finals. Right now, I'm looking at the top 10 list. The top 10 point scorers in NBA history in the finals.
Okay.
It's not points per game. It's not field goal percentage.
Total points.
Total points scored in the NBA Finals. I've got the top 10 list here. I'm going to give you three names. One of those names is not on that list. Name number one, Stephen Curry. Mm. Name number two, Michael Jordan. And name number three, Bill Russell. One
wow.
of those names is not a top 10 NBA Finals point scorer all time. The other two, they are inside the top 10.
This is a numbers game right here, because Bill Russell played in like 13 of them things. That's tough. Okay, so Spot the Imposter, will answer that after the break. Which of the three, Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, and Steph Curry, are not in the top 10 of total points in the NBA Finals? Game 1's tomorrow night. I can't wait. We answer that, plus the get around when we come back. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We worldwide, baby. Tell your smart speakers, play ESPN 106.3 or lock in with us on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Make sure you subscribe while you're there, because we're hitting all of the big stuff. We got a get around coming your way. A get around that involves NBA players tricking. You know, they say it ain't tricking if you got it. This dude has a lot of millions in his pocket, so I ain't gonna hate on it. It's also time to share the love with hashtag love the Palm Beaches. I absolutely love this, because nobody knows Palm Beach better than its residents. And it's time to show what we're all about. Whether it's your secret hangout spot, or a specific field or sport that you played at, or maybe it's a dish at your favorite restaurant, make sure you share it, and I'll tell you how. This summer, explore your own backyard, invite your friends and loved ones, and share what you love most about the Palm Beaches. Every visit to the Palm Beaches supports your favorite shops, so hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Show off your favorite restaurants, attractions, and everything that makes Palm Beach County the best place to live, work, and play. All summer long, Discover the Palm Beaches will be giving out monthly prizes to residents. And all you got to do is hashtag a picture or an event with Love the Palm Beaches. Hashtag Love the Palm Beaches on social media and by filling out the form at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. From vacations to dining cards and everything in between, all you have to do is enter hashtag Love the Palm Beaches on your favorite photos and you could be a winner. That's pretty simple. That's pretty fun. Uh-oh. Time for me to give my answer on Spot the Imposter.
Make this quick.
Okay, so Steph Curry, Bill Russell, or Michael Jordan, which of these players are not in the top 10 in total points scored in the NBA playoffs, actually the NBA finals? Michael Jordan's obviously not. He's not the imposter. He's on the list. That's clear. And now I got to choose between Steph Curry and Bill Russell. I mean, I feel like this is a lob. I don't know if you're trying to trick me or not. Bill Russell went to a lot of finals, but Steph Curry, he fills up the box score. I think he's on the 5 or 6 of himself. I'm going to say the imposter is Bill Russell. That was kind of easy.
Way to go, man.
I'll take it, but that was kind of easy.
See, I don't want to embarrass you on here, so I don't know what the level is to go.
Embarrass me.
All right.
Give me a challenge.
Stay tuned. Thursday's show, you will get embarrassed.
Yeah, I embarrassed myself enough on here. You could do it as well. Join in on the fun. Speaking of the fun, it's time to hop on the fun bus. The transportation that you all know and love here on Theoretically Speaking. It's the Get Around where we take you to the best sports topic all across the globe. Not just the nation, the globe. And we hit on the major headlines.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around.
Before we get started, shout out to Coco Gauff, who became the number 2 tennis player in the world out there at the French Open. Big shouts to the Delray Beach native.
Next stop, Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. Lonzo Ball. He is actually going to pay Angel Reese's fine after she was ejected in last night's loss to the New York Liberty.
First and foremost, Angel Reese deserved that ejection because I know everybody's acting like she didn't do much. That little shoo-away thing she did with her hand where she threw the ref off, like, that's as close to a bleep you as you can get without flipping the bird. And also, Lonzo Ball, you ain't slick, my guy. You ain't slick. First off, you're paying the WNBA fine, which is like $200-$300. Like, literally.
Duffy's gift card?
Yeah, like, come on. I'll pay your fine too, Angel Reese. And Lonzo, you slick, sly dog. Leave that young lady alone.
Next stop. Going to L.A., where J.J. Redick went on the Golic and Gojo podcast to preview the 2024 NBA Finals. He addressed the rumors that he's in line to be the next coach of the L.A. Lakers. Take a listen.
My focus right now is on calling the NBA Finals. I am so fortunate that I'm in this position and I get to call these finals.
Coach speak.
With Doris and Mike.
All right.
And I mentioned the State Farm thing that I just did on YouTube. My day-to-day right now is consumed with calling games, the 19 different podcasts I feel like I have. My obligations to all of our partners. My focus is on the NBA Finals. I will say that. In terms of Shams, that will be addressed once the season is over. So I'll just say that.
This is the most disrespectful coaching search because if the Lakers interview anybody else, how could you possibly think you have a chance? J.J. Redick is doing a podcast with the dude that has the keys to the franchise. And now he's publicly flirting with the idea that after the finals, he'll address the rumors. That job is already signed, sealed, delivered. I'm calling up the EEOC.
Next stop. I don't want to disappoint you, Theo. It's a short trip because we're right back here in Palm Beach County because we're going to go to the flagship campus of Kaiser University because I want to feel like a champion today.
Well, that's the perfect place to go to feel like a champion because champions are born and bred at the flagship campus of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach. The Kaiser Seahawks have won not one, not two, not three, 22 national championships, including back-to-back natties in men's lacrosse, 3 straight in NAIA women's swimming and diving, and you all know the 2023 Seahawks football team. They brought home the big trophy and the red banner as well. KU Seahawks, KUSeahawks.com. That's how you lock in on the latest for Kaiser University athletics. They defend the beach like no one else. Kaiser University flagship campus where champions are born and bred. That was a fun get around. That was the quickest get around in the history.
A couple stops here and there, that's all.
Well, In the spirit of breaking records or doing historic things, I'll leave you with this. We've been talking Eli Manning and Aaron Rodgers, and whose career you'd rather have. Well, quick trivia question for you, C-Cat, that you can answer on the other side. Eli Manning threw 44 game-tying or go-ahead touchdowns in the fourth quarter or overtime. Only one quarterback in NFL history has thrown more go-ahead touchdowns in the fourth quarter or overtime. Only one quarterback in the NFL has thrown more than 44, beating Eli Manning's record. C-Cat, you tell me who it is when we come back.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I just accidentally gave a left-handed salute, which my dad told me was disrespectful. You're supposed to always go right hand, so I apologize to Jess, who was leaving out the office right there. The show turned 40 today, theoretically speaking, that is. And when you turn 40, man, you get a little achy. You get some pains. I don't know yet. I got some more years to go. But if joint pain is affecting your quality of life, I know who you should go to. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. LeBron James still making headlines, even though he's been knocked out of the playoffs since, feels like about a couple years ago. LeBron James on the Mind the Game podcast with J.J. Redick, outwardly flirting and professing his not just love, but resentment that he's no longer with Kyrie Irving. Take a listen.
I'm playing like so fucking happy and so proud and to watch him and continue his growth or whatever the case may be. And at the same time, I'm so fucking mad. At the same time that I am not his running mate anymore. So I'm like, I just remember those times. They might be able to win the whole thing because of that wild card. I have so many words to praise Kyrie that I end up with absolutely none because he's the most gifted player the NBA has ever seen.
Oh, so beautiful. You know what? That's inspired me. Maybe we'll profess our sports love to someone who deserves to hear it tomorrow on the show. We also got to break down how they're outwardly flirting with each other while Kyrie has a finals to play. With that being said, let's take you home on a good note. I know who I want to take me home. Take me as we always do at the end of the show, we take you home with something good to vibe out to. And this is some great news right here. ESPN 106.3 will be the home of both the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals. For those Panthers fans and any NBA fans, you can listen to it here on ESPN 106.3. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy. Peace out.